This is GQDN for Tuesday, July 18th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest. And of course, by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about sales that's going on between Xbox and PlayStation, among others. A deal was made within the esports community, and a bit of a discussion point between, or that includes a PlayStation Plus and Xbox. But today, we start with more litigation, because according to GamesRadar.com, the Supreme Court did deny the gamers' lawsuit. So, what happened? Well, because they were at the Ninth Circuit Court, they thought that they could appeal it one further. And that being the gamers that were against the deal between Activision Blizzard and Xbox. But now that has been denied. Because at Stephen Totilio did say on Twitter, quote, Kagan denies. And he did show some of the information that was applied to that. Like Dante DeMontini and applicants versus Microsoft Corporation, docked July 17, 2023. The lower court, United States Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit, and under the proceedings and orders, that was on July 15th, application 23A40 for written injunction submitted by blah, 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 and then updated July 18th, 2023, application 23A40 denied by Justice Kagan. So it was going to go to the Supreme Court. But the Supreme Court, as an update, after I first saw it, did deny it. So what hurdles are left? Just one, the CMA. That's because, according to PlayStationLifestyle.com, Microsoft is seeking the Activision deal extension to put a temporary stop on other buyers. And really what the website is saying is that that Microsoft is seeking an extension to its merger contract with Activision Blizzard. The deal does hit its deadline today. And that was after a big time battle between US Federal Trade Commission, and a lot of people were thinking that the deal was to close today. But now Microsoft has entered negotiations with the UK's Competition Markets Authority. Why? Because they do not want to skip the CMA. Now, they did give some extra time so that way Microsoft and Activision could actually make their arguments to the CMA, which is why Microsoft wants to extend the end date of the deal. So, is this going to happen? Well, potentially yes, because the reason why they want to make this deal is so that Activision Blizzard King does not make a deal with anyone else. So, we shall see what happens. Now we go to PCGamer.com, and this is very interesting because the UK's NHS clinic is now receiving some gaming disorders people because they are referring themselves. Now, there is a care network for gamers in the UK, and it's called the National Center for Gaming Disorders, and they had a big time volume of referrals in the 3 years that it has been operating. In fact, Professor Henrietta Bowden-Jones did say, quote, we have had about 800 referrals to a clinic that was expected to see no more than 50 patients a year. Of the 855 referrals to the clinic, 408 were gamers, of whom 227 were under 18. When gaming was not a disorder treated by the NHS, I would frequently, as director of the National Problem Gambling Clinic, be contacted by relatives of youngsters who were desperate for help. I increasingly began to feel that the young people who were spending money on gaming products in a compulsive and destructive manner also needed our help. Now, the further quote did say, most of our patients are young and male, often around the ages of 16 or 17. They may have been high achievers in academic pursuits or sports then something happens to disrupt their successful journey. The pattern of harm often starts with a change of circumstance. Gradually, the child's online life becomes a support structure, something to make real life easier to bear. I have met parents whose young children ran away from home in the middle of the night to find Wi-Fi on the steps of random homes when their own internet connection was switched off by parents. Doors, objects, possession, things get broken in fists of rage. Sometimes people get hurt. In fact, further quote, the gaming clinic is no longer a clinic for just young people, as it was when we started. As many older gamers in their 20s and 30s now have heard of our treatment center and are referring themselves. The oldest patient we have is a woman in her 70s. A gaming sickness. Well, people aren't sick of this. VG247 did say that the game industry still loves both Xbox Game Pass and PlayStation Plus. Here's what Mike Rose, the company director at No More Robots, did say, quote, it's quite difficult at the moment because what is simultaneously happening that these subscription services are getting bigger, and also no one has any blank money. So you could try to blame Game Pass for that, but also video game sales are down. Now, he does have some indie game releases, and he did say that No More Heroes does aim to have a full release to Game Pass. That's after The Descenders is a part of that service. But he did continue his quote. There aren't blanking oodles of Game Pass subscribers. Most people don't use Game Pass. When we look at Descenders, which has been on Game Pass for so long now, it consistently one of the top 20 downloaded games on Game Pass every single month. And we sell loads of Xbox and PlayStation. We're not seeing any drops. But they go over to Mike Greer, who is one of the two people in charge of Ember Lab, because that studio did release Kena, Bridge of Spirits, on the PlayStation platforms and the Epic Game Store. In fact, here's what he said about the situation. It was about a whole new wave of people. This is a quote. We definitely had to keep an eye on crashes at that point and make sure it was still performing well. But yeah, I think PlayStation Plus just provides a new audience, and we've had some success there. What his brother Josh did his quote. For us, it was exciting. You know, the game was out for a while, then PlayStation Plus happened, and just seeing that there was actually people re-energizing the crowd and getting new people playing the game as it goes, that's what's exciting to us. So, do you have PlayStation Plus? Do you have Xbox Game Pass? Or the Nintendo Store? Let me know at Joe Brums. Now we go to the esports corner, because esportsinsider.com did say that Luminosity did secure a Steelcase partnership. So now you're going to start seeing, if you follow Luminosity Gaming, some Steelcase furniture. Plus, Luminosity and Steelcase could create some organizations contact creators. They'll be creating some content with those creators. Players, coaches, so on and so forth. Now, other things for the community could be something like giveaways, sponsored live streams, and maybe some media takeovers. Now, Steelcase was founded in 1912 and has been really producing some furniture over the past century. But this isn't the only time that the company went into the esports partnerships, because they did sponsor Panda Cup Last Chance Qualifier and Finals, but now Steelcase is going to go with Luminosity. So here is what Alex Henrik, the growth market manager for Steelcase, did say. Quote, Luminosity is an industry pioneer that at its core focuses on competitive excellence, and this spirit is perfectly aligned with Steelcase's mission to help the world work better. This partnership allows us to tackle one of the biggest pain points of gaming community, the literal physical pain that can occur from prolonged sitting and technology uses. At Steelcase, our products are designed to provide premium comfort, support, and mobility. Now we get to games. GamesRadar did say that Celeste could be returning to Xbox Game Pass, and they'll also be giving the lineup. But for the lineup, we're going to go to GameSpot. So here's the lineup. Coming July 18th, Tectonica, which is Cloud Console and PC, Tome, Cloud Console and PC, and The Cave, Cloud and Console. On the 19th is Marquette, Console and PC. On the 20th will be Figment 2, Creed Valley, Cloud Console and PC, The Wandering Village, same. On the 25th will be Serious Sam, Siberian Mayhem, be Cloud PC and Xbox Series X and S. The 31st, Venba, Console and PC, and Celeste will be out August 1st. But we're not done with games because the UK, according to Nintendo Everything, did give its top sales for software in the week ending July 15th. And still holding the top spot was FIFA 23 by EA. Number 2 is The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, potential game of the year. God of War Ragnarok took 3rd place, up from number 6. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe dropped 1 spot to number 4. Battlefield 2042 came out of nowhere to 5th, and would go to some notables. Hogwarts Legacy, 6th place. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, 7th place. Star Wars Jedi Survivor, 8th place. Elden Ring, 10th place. Diablo 4, 13th, appropriate. F1 23, 19th place. Sonic Frontiers took 28th place. Breath of the Wild took 35th place. So very interesting. We end today with PlayStationLifestyle.net. And while we gave the Xbox side, well, we're going to give you the PlayStation side now, because what's coming here in July, or what is already here, possibly, because I didn't look, Alan Wake Remastered for PlayStation 4 and 5. This is on the Essential lineup. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, both consoles. Endling Extension, Extinction is Forever, both consoles. PlayStation VR, Operation Wolf Returns, first mission. That's it. Here are some of the games that are now show up on PlayStation 4 and 5. Arcade Archives, Strato Fighter, B99 Overclocked, Exo Primal, Mega Party, A Too Tough Adventure, Naraka, Blade Point, Sea Horizon, Ultra Goodness, and a good number of games as well. That's only the American side. EU side? Well, just saying. Oh, don't worry. If you're Patreon, you can see the show notes on our Discord. So go join our Discord at thegroupquest.com. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow, Hump Day Wednesday, for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.